My aunt offered to host Thanksgiving at her house and invited us all to go there. We caught the plane the eve of and spent the night. Fun.
Fun.
The next morning, the actual Thanksgiving day, with all of our relatives there, ready to start the holiday, my aunt makes the bold, creative decision to do this thing called dying.
No. No.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
I'm so thankful for our producer.
I'm so thankful for our second producer.
I'm so thankful for our, what's that called? The clapping thing.
Yeah. I'm so thankful for our cameras.
I'm so thankful for my iPhone.
Oh no, I'm you're so, calling us out.
I'm so thankful for pink balls.
I'm so thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for our microphones.
For our microphones.
Our LED light.
Yeah.
Our sofa.
Our sofa.
Shout out Cup Sidon.
Shout out Cup Sidon.
I am thankful for this chair. Shout out IKEA.
Kia.
Sponsor us.
Shout out Primark.
Shout out IKEA again.
IKEA.
You should sponsor us already.
I know.
Yeah, we can do
something.
It's
about time. It's about them time.
Or anyone that wants to sponsor us.
Yeah, we're not picky.
Water. Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. Literally. We could have like one pink each.
Oh, yeah. That would be cute.
That would be cute.
With our faces on it.
Maybe that's a little bit too far.
Like turn into a saint. I would love that. Like a little, you know.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, like Jesus.
Yeah,
Sophia.
With like Jesus. Light again.
Lighting beams coming up.
Yeah.
So yeah, today we are very thankful because it's Thanksgiving episode.
It's Thanksgiving episode. We are doing this, but we do not celebrate Thanksgiving.
At all.
Morning.
We don't even know what it is, like what it means, to be honest.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
But like before we started the episode, we were reading about the story of like how the pilgrims invited the Native Americans for like a feast.
The shocking thing is that we read about it and we still don't know.
We still don't know.
I didn't understand anything about the story. But yeah, we are thankful. This year has been good.
I'm very thankful for this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm very sad that we do not celebrate Thanksgiving, actually.
Yeah.
Because you know what? America has like Halloween big time.
Yeah.
And then Thanksgiving big time. And then Christmas big time. So it's like, from October onwards, like party.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like they have, because here we do 24th and 25th are like very similar. Mm-hmm. Like sit down with family. And I feel like if you have Thanksgiving, you kind of like check the family box a little bit. So yeah. On Christmas, maybe on the 24th, you could spend with friends or do something like more fun. I think that should be a day for friends during Christmas because it's always like family. Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, it would be nice to have the family on Thanksgiving, do the whole turkey thing, and then on the 24th.
Party.
Party.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun.
I agree. Well, we don't have any of that.
Yeah. But
even
I do
our Halloween is weak.
Turkey.
You do?
Yeah. On the 25th. I love turkey. Roasted, filled with stuff.
Up the butt.
Up the butt. I'm not the one that makes it. If it was me, probably I wouldn't eat it.
You have like lasagna.
Yeah, it's a little crazy to like lasagna. Put your hand inside.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. Disgusting.
But yeah, my auntie does it and I love her very much. It's very yummy and I can only eat it once a year. So I look forward
to it
every year to it. Because she fills the turkey with miniature stuff. So she fills it with like mini cauliflower, mini broccoli, mini potatoes, and mini sausages. That's all the mini things. She
oh,
puts in there.
That's
oh,
cute.
Mini carrots.
Oh, that's cute.
Everything is mini.
Everything is mini.
But the turkey
and then
huge.
Like you have like slices
slices
and you have
and then you
the layers.
Yeah, it's like slices, and then you put the spoon inside the butt and take the filling out.
Got it.
And the rice is very good. Yeah. I love Christmas food. I just don't like codfish we eat. Because, I don't know, it's not that good.
It's plain.
It's very plain.
But my mom does not do it like that. She does it good. She does it like in the oven.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't like plain boil, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I wish we celebrated with family. And today
with
we are gonna...
With friends.
With family and friends, yeah. But Thanksgiving would be family.
Yeah.
So I wish we celebrate with family. And since we don't have stories of our own, we're gonna read some today of you guys and try to get into the Thanksgiving spirit, at least here. We're gonna bring it to this podcast.
Yes.
So first of all, we're gonna start with the stories, right?
Yeah.
Do you wanna start?
Yes. Let's go. This is a story we found on TikTok.
Oh.
So, and it's new to both of us. So let's see. My aunt offered to host Thanksgiving at her house and invited us all to go there. We caught the plane the eve of and spent the night. Fun.
Yeah.
Like Thanksgiving and you get a, like a trip. Fun.
Exactly. Imagine, because like, I don't know if this is in the States, but it's so huge that people have to fly over to be with the family. I never thought of that, but it's like
it's
fun.
Insane.
It's fun.
The next morning, the actual Thanksgiving day, with all of our relatives there, ready to start the holiday, my aunt makes the bold, creative decision to do this thing called dying.
No.
She was like, so tired of this shit. It's always me taking care of Thanksgiving, you know?
Maybe she was like, if I die, these little bitches won't take the plane here. So let me just say that I'm going to offer them food. They are all going to come. And then they are stuck to my funeral.
Yeah.
Traumatic.
She died on Thanksgiving morning. We had a body on our hands. Wow. Okay. We called a nurse in to confirm her condition, which she did. And she gave us a number to call for someone to come pick her up. We called and said, hi, we have a body. Can you come pick it up? And they go, it's Thanksgiving, kind of inconsiderate to pull us away from our families on the holiday.
What?
We're like, okay, what do we do? And they said, fine, and that they were coming in a bit. Well, we're going to take some time. Like, we're going to finish this turkey.
Yeah.
And then...
deal with the death.
We deal with the body. So we just kind of waited, trying to figure out if we should celebrate the holiday and eat a big dinner. Well,
with a body? No. No, clearly not.
Well, something we brought wrong. The food. So the answer was yes. All the while, my aunt was in the bedroom experiencing rigor mortis. This is so...
trippy.
Okay. So we ate the Thanksgiving dinner with the full understanding that there was a corpse in the room next door. I could never,
yeah.
I would take the plane back to my house. I would eat on the plane. Food plane would be better.
I hate that part. I don't know, like, even here, when someone dies, it's a little hard because usually the whole, like, morgue thing is very full. So it's hard for you to get someone to come pick the body up quick. Mm. And I feel like this is awful. I cannot, like, stand the feeling of having, like, someone
dead
close
in your
by.
House. Yeah.
Yeah. Even here in the funerals, you go and the dead body is there. Mm. Like, I cannot deal with that. I don't look at it. I don't want to, like, remember the person that way. So I feel like...
Yeah.
And if it was me, I wouldn't like to be exposed like that. You know? Just waiting.
With makeup on?
No good. No.
Who was it the other day that was telling? I saw someone that his job was doing makeup on dead people.
It's on the reality show, no?
Maybe.
Or someone on the reality show like that.
Oh, yeah.
That does makeup.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's insane.
Imagine that being
your
job. But
that's kind of cute because you're making them look cute.
Yeah, but you're like...
But imagine... I was like full on, e-girl... Like full-on blush, blindness on the death.
Like she looks pretty alive to me.
the little old lady. It's so cute.
A little heart.
A little heart and a little highlighter on the nose. Oh.
No, okay. But it's weird because you're touching them.
Yeah, true.
It's even weirder than looking at them.
I don't know, but it's... I don't know. If it was my job and I had no connection, and it was fine. But I don't like to go look at someone that I know dead. Yeah. But yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
But makeup on the dead, it would be better than cleaning up the dead.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Or dressing them.
Mm.
No. Okay, let's keep on going.
Okay. After dinner, but before dessert, we heard a knock on the door. It was the guys to pick the body up. The mood was pretty tense, but now we had the awkward question again. Do we still eat dessert? Well, it's what your aunt would have wanted. So we ate dessert. It was a pie that I brought, which is delicious, by the way. So that was it. That was our very regular Thanksgiving dinner.
It was kind of very regular, after all, but... Just imagine, like, everyone seated and the guy's knocking on the door, like, can we pick up the course? Sure, I'm just here eating my pie.
The second door on the right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, going with her. Damn. But this is bad. I feel like there is no right time to die. So, well, at least the whole family was there to support each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
Could have been worse. Yeah. She had, like, people with her. I don't know if she lived alone, but it was actually, like, a good scenario because she had, like, the whole family to deal with the situation.
Yeah. You know what? I'm really scared. Imagine, like, dying and only be found, like...
Yeah. Decomposed. Ew.
You know?
Yeah. It's getting heavy. This is supposed to be a hopecore episode. And here we are talking about...
It's not...
Decomposed body.
Okay. You read the next one.
Okay.
Hopefully it's lighter.
I was a kid, and as all kids do, we have a separate table for all of us. I'm going to try to read because I just realized on this podcast that I might have dyslexia. Because the other day, I tripped on my words, and I fucked up big time. I don't even remember what I said.
Like, I was going to die. Happy. Happy. Happier.
Yeah.
Happier. You were like, I was going to die happier.
Yeah,
earlier.
I'm going to try. We have a separate table for all of us. I used to have this too. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a very important thing. And I love being on the kids' table.
You
so,
do?
Families, if you're listening to this, I think this is a good move. The adults ate in the dining room while we ate in the kitchen.
But this is kind of sad.
You
like, I also want to be in the dining room. Just separate.
I think, like, it's much more fun to be in the kids' table. Unless you're, like...
No, I want to be in the kids' table, but I don't want to be in the kitchen.
You want to be next to the...
Yeah. I want to be where the things happen.
It happens in the kitchen. You can, like, easy access through.
True.
Okay. One Thanksgiving night, my mom's candles caught the kitchen curtains and some... decorative greenery on fire. Since it was only kids in there, no one of significance. What is this? No one of significance.
It's like you're a kid and you see fire and you're like, fire!
No one noticed anything except for me. The thing is, before we started eating, my mom threatened us with pain of death if we annoy the adults during dinner. Well... So eventually, when the fire got out of hand, I quietly walked to the dining room and stood silently for a minute or two until someone finally noticed me. She's shy.
Oh, like, sorry. The kitchen is on fire. And she's like, Caitlin, I told you not to bother us.
Only then did I politely say, sorry, but the kitchen's on fire.
See?
My mom still gives me grief about my prioritizing politeness over sense.
Oh.
But this is like, this attitude is because of her education. So it's a mom's fault.
Exactly. It's her mom's fault.
Don't bother. This is a little
no,
bad. Don't
sad.
Bother the adults.
It's sad, isn't it?
Oh my God. Imagine. I hope the kitchen was okay. And I love that she was like so polite while the other kids were in the fire. Like,
on fire again. Excuse me. I think my cousins just passed away. I can imagine doing. I can imagine you doing that.
I would be the shy kid.
Sorry.
I'm trying to scream with all my lungs. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, kids are dying.
Kids are dying. Okay. That's crazy. We have another one.
Okay. My grandparents got divorced and my grandpa eventually remarried. One Thanksgiving, during the "what are you most thankful for" portion of dinner, my not-so-well grandpa stood up and declared that he regretted letting my grandma divorce him.
Letting.
And that it was the biggest mistake of his life, right in front of his new wife.
The savage.
I would cry. That would be the worst, like, top one worst Thanksgiving ever.
Oh my god.
Like, the embarrassment.
Poor woman.
Was he drunk?
Probably. Hope so.
What happened next? What did this outburst of drama culminate with? Nothing. He sat back down, his old wife chuckled nervously, and we continue with the speeches. Basically, we all try to act like it didn't happen.
I feel like this is such a like traditional thing to happen. You know, like grandpas always say shit they shouldn't.
Yeah, and then and you're like, okay, grandpa, sit back down.
Yeah, and they get like a free pass. Yeah. You know, because they are old and yeah. Everyone's like, oh, life was different back then. Let him just have his rent.
Well, it's not... I do agree that it's not that now that they're going to change.
Yeah, it's true. But poor woman, like...
Poor woman, for sure.
And she, like, chuckled nervously. I would just leave.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine. Okay, another one. A family friend who happened to be lesbian thought it would be a good idea to carry at least...
Is everything okay?
Our producer is dying. Good idea to carry at least 20 plates across the living room before Thanksgiving dinner. Okay. In a shocking surprise to absolutely none, she dropped all the plates onto the floor. Poor thing. Mm. Then my grandfather, who barely knows this friend, says the most infamous words in our family's history. You know these lesbians... No
savage.
Fucking way. It's always the grandfather.
That's very savage. It's always the grandfather.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, take a chill pill before Thanksgiving.
Oh my god. He's funny though.
It's funny.
He's funny. But I would die. And I poor friend.
Like, I would laugh if I was the lesbian. I'd be like... You know me.
No. You know me. They call me Slippery Fingers.
You know me, Mr. Grandpa.
Oh my god, poor thing.
Okay, next one. When I was a little kid, I asked to say the Thanksgiving dinner prayer.
Oh, is this a thing?
Yeah, I guess. Like before they start to eat, they give hands and they're like, I'm thankful for this food.
Okay.
And I don't know. What else?
This family.
Thank you, God. It was a big honor to get to say it. My family was also notorious for fighting.
Love.
So I said my little prayer all nice and cute, then ended with a smart ass, God, please let my family act normal today and not fight. Before I could even blink my eyes open, my German grandmother slapped me across the face really hard, which missed my mother off. Lots of screaming, lots of yelling, and then we left. Oh, this is sad.
Sad. So this is a bad fighting, because usually if it's like a healthy fighting, they would laugh at that. Like, I could say this in my family. Please let my family act normal today and not fight. They would laugh.
Yeah.
So they're mean. It's because they're in charge.
They have gold heart.
Oh, shit. Next one. My mom was upstairs for a really long time. I went up and saw she was wrapping presents. I offered help, but she refused any. I thought maybe she was upset about something. I went back downstairs and caught my stepdad just staring at the turkey after he was done cooking, standing there with a knife like he didn't know what to do with it. I asked if he wanted help carving, and he slowly handed it over to me. My parents later admitted that they had taken edibles before everyone came over.
Wow.
You know what? Yesterday I saw a TikTok. And it was this grandpa, and he was like eating brownies. And then the guy was like, "Grandpa, those are my ash brownies.
Oh, shit.
How many did you have?" And he was like, "3. What's gonna happen to me?" And he was like, "Nothing, nothing, you're fine." And then like 1 hour later, he's like in the backyard, all naked.
No.
With a tote bag, hair like all crazy. And he's like, "Where are you going, Grandpa?" And he's like, "I'm going to the shops."
The shops?
The shops. He was going to the shops.
Maybe they should give some edibles to the German family. See how it goes. Wow, those are funny. Damn. Do you have anything like funny that happened in your family or like weird in Christmas because we don't have Thanksgiving? Or is it always chill?
I had like a cousin like drinking a lot and then throwing up.
Yeah. Throwing up?
Like getting wasted.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then later I found out that it was because he went downstairs like to meet some friends and he smoked some weed and then he came back and then like it was too much for him.
Yeah.
too much for him. But yeah, that was back then when I had like my Christmas with all my family.
Yeah.
Now I do it more with like my brother because now I have my nephews and like,
yeah.
So it's a lot. So yeah, I think with my nephews, it's been chill.
Yeah.
But this weekend I had my grandma's birthday, unrelatable, but it was funny. And she just turned 91.
Oh,
she's very forgetful. And she has a sister who's 88.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like in front of each other during the lunch. And then like her sister was like, "Whose birthday is it after all?" And then my grandma was like, "I don't know. Whose birthday is it after all?" And we're like, "It's your birthday, Grandma." They're like, "Oh, it's my birthday." And then like 10 minutes later, "Whose birthday is it after all?" And she was like, "I don't know." Oh my God. And it was like 2 hours of
that. Of that, yeah. She's so cute, though.
It was really funny, though. It
but she's
really
always, like, calling you. I remember, like, even in Fashion Week, she calls you, like, in a row because she forgets. She just called.
Yeah.
But she's very cute, though.
Yeah.
Very
thoughtful. I mean, if I get to 91 as good as she is.
Yeah.
91 is a lot.
91 is a lot, yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, same. I remember, like, being so much fun when I had Christmas with the entire family too. Like when we were younger and all like the family and cousins were together. Now I have similar situation that I just spend with like fewer family members because the family keeps on growing. So we had to split apart.
Yeah.
But I remember having the most stories and being so much fun when I was younger. And my dad is very like bubbly, has a lot of personality. So he was always like the life of the party and he loves pranks. So when we spent Christmas at my grandmother's house and all the family was there, like huge table, he would always do some pranks. And one time I remember this, he bought, you know, one of those plastic poop things and he placed it on top of the toilet, but like, the toilet was closed, you know, so it was just on the top. And my grandmother, like, she went to the toilet and she started screaming because she literally thought
it was for real.
It was like for real and someone just pooped on without like opening.
Yeah.
But then she came into the room because she didn't want to like ruin the dinner for everyone. So she just came and she called my aunt. She was like, "Can you come?" After the screaming, like, "Can you come?" And we heard her just saying like, "Someone went to the toilet and forgot to open the toilet." And they were trying to sort this out and we were dying laughing. So
imagine
I remember was,
someone like literally doing that. Like, yeah, like who, open them, like,
who
would
do that? Yeah. And then
weird.
No toilet paper whatsoever, just yeah. like just, go. Just
a
go.
Little shake.
Which is so stupid. But they are very naive and it's funny to mess with them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Your dad is really funny.
My dad is a lot. So now we have some characters to analyze. So you know how every family has always someone with certain characteristics, like the mm-hmm. grandpa we were talking about. So we're going to run through some of these characters and see if we yeah. have them or not.
Okay, the first one is the mother who doesn't let anyone help in the kitchen, only to later complain how she hates these events because it's always on her.
That's true.
That's true. My mom is like, I don't want anyone in the kitchen. Anyone. It's a lot. The kitchen is tiny and it's only for me.
And it's only for me.
And then, like, when Christmas is over, she's like, next year it's not going to be in this house.
Yeah, always. And mine then, is the same.
And then it is.
Mine is the same.
And then
always.
It is.
It's going to be, mine has the thing that it's going to be next year is in a hotel. We're going to spend it in a hotel mm-hmm. because I'm so tired. It's always like this. Like, the hotel is much easier. You pay and then you have the meal there. All the family can go there. Like, everything. And I agree. I'm always like, yeah, I agree. That's a great idea. We can all sleep there. Like the whole family
yeah,
from back
fun.
In the day can yeah. can come back and we can all join. But then next year it's like, no, you know what? Let's just have it here. Your aunt wants to be here and blah, 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 blah. Every single year. This has been for like, I don't know, 12 years or something.
Yeah.
Always the same talk.
Same.
Always. Yeah, moms.
Moms.
This
yeah.
is very like the bear mom.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot. That episode was traumatic.
Yeah. But it's a little of every single family, but very
times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times.
Yeah, but it is. It
She's
is.
She's so that episode is so stressful.
It is.
You kind of like feel her stress.
Yeah.
Doing a million things. But now that I have my house, I cannot imagine the work.
No.
I cannot imagine how you'd throw like a Christmas party with so many people.
Yeah. I think it's already hard to just throw a dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like you need to have, I don't know, say dinner is at 8. You need to be at your place at 6.
Yeah. Free. To cook and everything.
Yeah. And like put up the table all pretty. And I don't know, maybe vacuum a little bit. I
yeah.
don't know. It's a lot.
And after, because it's 2 days in a row. So after
yeah.
the 24th, my mom just cleans everything. And then on the 25th, she wakes up early to like
yeah.
redo everything. So it's a nightmare. It's hard to do.
Hmm.
Okay, next one. The right-wing uncle. Oh, shit. Who loves talking about politics, but doesn't ever hear other people's opinions. This is so true. I have them. I have them.
I don't actually.
You don't?
No.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankful to
I don't
you.
Have that.
And it's always like this in football.
Yeah.
And it's that person that you know that you shouldn't even like start to argue because that person like is never gonna change their opinion mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. either football
yeah.
or politics. But the thing is, they always feel like they can say stuff. Even though they know like all the other table doesn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes it's just to shock people.
Yeah.
So when I feel like the person is like that, I prefer not to argue because they just want to fight.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is the crazy aunt that will most likely end the night wasted. I also don't have that. But that sounds fun.
Yeah. I don't have that either. All my aunts and uncles have kids and I feel like it would be fun to have like the single aunt
yeah.
that's like all party
yeah and travels
yeah exactly maybe I was born to be that
maybe
the one distant relative you don't even talk to I don't have this
I don't think I do either yeah because like Christmas is more tight now
yeah
so it's not big yeah. The family member everyone generally assumes as the babysitter of the event.
Maybe you're...
Maybe I'm dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
babysitting at the event.
I don't have that because my family right now doesn't have many babies.
Yeah.
So, no babysitter. But that's like an annoying job.
Yeah, it is.
Who likes to babysit?
Yeah. Well, but in my family, my boyfriend is kind of the kids entertainer.
Really?
Yeah.
He's good with kids.
Yeah, kids love him.
Wow.
And he always has like very creative ways of like entertaining them. It's like, even like on my grandma's lunch, he was like, okay, here you have my phone and you three need to draw a car and the best car wins.
Wow.
And they were just like in the corner entertained, like drawing and like doing contests and stuff.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Skills. The grandma who feels like she's a burden and just sits quietly trying not to get in the way. Oh, this is so sad. This is
my grandma tries to help. And then my mom, that's when she says, I don't want anyone in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then my grandma is always like,
annoyed.
Yeah.
But yeah, my grandma is very, very active. So she's not like this. She will get in the way.
The brat spoiled cousin.
The brat spoiled cousin. Well, there's always a brat.
Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama.
There's always a brat. I would say that, but yeah.
You have a brat in your family?
Now we are all grown-ups, you know.
But you used to.
Now we have like my boyfriend's nephews. So they would be the brats now. But back then, yeah, of course, one cousin is more like active and a little more like annoying than the others. But nothing drastic.
Yeah.
And they are the most fun usually.
Yeah, they are. They are. Without them, you wouldn't be the same.
Yeah. The sleeping grandpa passed out on the armchair before dinner even starts. All the time.
Aw, cute.
All the time. All the time.
Cute.
My grandpa, he's always like that. He loves gatherings and being with the family. But he wants to go at like 10 p.m. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I want to sleep. Bye.
Cute.
Even for lunch, he comes for lunch in my house and he eats. And then he's like, I need to go to sleep.
Nap
time.
Yeah, my grandma is the same.
My grandma
is exactly the same. It's nap time. The activist vegetarian cousin no one takes seriously.
Is it you?
Is it me? No, but I'm not hard. Activist.
Vegetarian during Christmas is hard.
Yeah.
In traditional families, because it's like fish in one day and the other day is meat. So
you don't have many options.
I eat meat.
I eat fish. So
that's
I'm not
southern
like
German.
Mish.
I eat fish.
It's very good. No, but I eat fish, so I don't have that problem. Yeah. So I'm not. I'm a pescatarian.
You're not a vegetarian activist.
No.
The boyfriend who's joining for the first time. This is hard because, yeah, we always have it, but I still feel like Christmas should be with family, so I still have a hard time. I don't know how I'm going to do it in the future to have both families together. I don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about it.
So maybe the solution will be to have one day on one side of family and another day on the other.
Yeah.
But that's for now, we are still splitting.
Yeah. Are you still going to split this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tense topic.
Yeah. Tense. But yeah, poor boyfriends. When they go for the first time, like all the uncles try to like do fun jokes and mess with them.
Yeah. I remember the first time my boyfriend was like in our house. There was like my, how do you say it? My sister-in-law. So it's my brother's wife. She has a brother.
Oh.
And he met my boyfriend. He was like, so, what are your intentions with Sophia? Like, acting all tough. And he was like, And then he was like, what do you do? How much do you earn? Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretending to be tough. But he's not.
He was just like, I feel like they all do that. It's like a fun prank. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna play something now.
Yes, it is game time.
Game time.
Game time.
Oh, Roberto!
It was so hot.
Yay! Welcome,
Roberto.
Roberto.
He looks like a Roberto.
He's so cute. This is supposed to be a turkey. It's definitely a chicken, but it's gonna work.
Yeah, today is a turkey. Turkey it's Roberto.
So look at him.
Look at him. He's not gonna have a great life, though. We already decided it's gonna go for Iris' dog.
Yeah.
She's gonna be completely destroyed.
While Sophia still doesn't have hers, her dog, all the treats go to mine. Then when she has, we need to split.
You're gonna split. Oh, so cute.
So this prop is to play what we named Hot Turkey.
Hot Turkey.
Which is basically hot potato.
Exactly.
But with the turkey.
With the turkey.
Oh, we're so smart.
We are very smart.
So, what do we need to say on each round? First round is celebs you would never invite to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, we need to be quick. Do we have a time before we...
I think we should have a time.
So, the total time would be like, what, 1 minute? Maybe?
Yeah.
1 minute. And we need to just keep on switching.
Who wins?
Who wins?
If it blows up on you. If it is here when the time ends. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
I think it should be fun that after the answer you squeeze.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God. I know. I'm stuck at these games. Okay. Let's go. Taylor Swift.
Trump.
See? BDD.
Sorry. Melania Trump.
Oh my God. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Beyonce.
Yeah. Jay-Z.
I also don't really like Will Smith.
Selena Gomez.
Jaden Smith.
Ellen?
Ellen, good one. I don't know. Let me think. I wouldn't invite
Orlando Bloom. Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'll accept my defeat.
The alarm. Okay, this was a good
list. This was hard. I hate so many people, but then I'm a better person than I thought.
Yeah. Same. Slay. And it's like, you need to really hate someone to not invite.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we made a good list.
Yeah.
All the PDD list.
All PDD, literally.
I'm waiting for more people to come up on the list because I want them to be exposed.
I don't know how that is now. Like, I'm... Got a bit lost in the news.
It's a lawsuit, so it's going to be very slow now. Mm. And they cannot, like, use the terms of the other people. So, like, if he's the one being accused, they cannot, like, say Beyonce on the trial, I think. Because then they will be, like, pulling someone that needs to be, like, a separate trial. That's what I understand. So, I don't know how it's going to be, but let's wait and see.
I'm so excited to, like, see how that all turns out. Yeah. Like, I want to know more.
But thank you, Beyonce.
And thank you, Beyonce.
Very grateful for Beyonce.
Grateful for Beyonce. And okay. Roberto. Okay, the next one is foods that would be inappropriate for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. Oh my God, this is tough.
Ready. McDonald's.
Smarties.
Popcorns.
Oh no! Roberto!
Pizza!
Pizza!
Taco Bell.
Churros.
Churros. Ramen.
Kebab.
Kebab. Sushi.
Dumpling.
Spaghetti carbonara.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Oh.
I bet always eat fried chicken.
It's good actually.
Ooh, Indian.
Indian.
Indian food. Indian.
Nachos.
Nachos. No.
Not again.
Turkey loves you.
We're meant to be. Oh, okay.
Have a last round.
Have a last round. And on this round, we're going to be like, I'm grateful for...
Okay, I think... Wait. So the idea here is to say I'm grateful for and say like things you would never be grateful for or you shouldn't like say out loud. But I think we should... I think it's going to be easier if we do things we are grateful for but that are not like common. Like weird.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I think it's going to be easier. Okay. Otherwise, I don't think I can get through like anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. This is very like intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even want to say certain things. Like I'm grateful for weird stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm grateful for Netflix.
I'm grateful for PlayStation that I just bought.
I'm addicted. I'm grateful for coffee.
Oh yeah, super grateful. I'm grateful for Instagram.
Oh no, shit. I'm grateful for, you know, like having a manicure. Doing a manicure, you know?
I'm grateful for AliExpress. It was just Singles Day, so just drop it.
I'm grateful for Vinted.
Yes.
Slay.
Slay. And I'm grateful for Vinted shops.
Yes. I'm grateful for alcohol.
Wow. I'm grateful for movie time.
Movie time.
Oh shit.
I'm meant to be.
Oh my God.
We are meant to be. We are one.
We are one.
Me
he's
and
so
Roberto.
Cute. Why is like with his mouth cute. So open? Oh, I feel like he's singing. Oh, he's so cute. You and Roberto, you have a pet now. Another one.
I have another. Roberto. And it's another bird.
Yeah.
Another
I think
bird.
I should record Roberto when he's like given to my dog.
Yes.
So we'd include at the end of this video.
Yes, that would be so cute.
The fate of Roberto. We need to put on a warning, though.
Yeah, warning. Sensitive images ahead.
Yeah, poor Roberto. But every turkey on Thanksgiving has a bad ending.
True.
So ours is going to have one, too.
True.
Well, this was so much fun.
This is so much fun. Game.
And we're almost at the end. We have word of the day. And
Portuguese word of the day. Portuguese word of the day. Is it going to be turkey?
Yeah, it should be turkey.
Do you want to say it?
Peru.
Peru.
It's such a cute word. So.
You know what? When I was in Sevilla, like these like cute, like they were four ladies and they were like in their 40s. And they put like the camera like down at this big like touristy place.
Mm.
And they were like, Peru.
No. Why?
And then they started dancing. I think they were from Peru. And they were doing a video for like, Peru. And they're like, Peru.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's really so cute. Peru.
But yeah, I don't know why the country has the same name as Turkey in Portuguese.
Yeah. Peru.
But yeah. Peru. P-E-R-U. So.
Peru.
Peru. It's easier than Turkey, actually.
Peru.
Peru time.
It's Peru time.
But yeah, now it's ping pong time.
Now it's ping pong time.
Ping pong time.
Thank God.
Oh, it's already open.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be, actually.
Oh,
we're having a sleepover. Mm.
I'm so I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm so happy.
Sleepover. We should get more of that.
You do not look excited. You want to have a sleepover with me?
I want to. Okay. We had sleepovers before.
Yes, we did. And they always have food, reality TV shows.
So it's going to be another one.
It's going to be another one. It's very beautiful.
So what's happening with us?
What's happening? Dyslexia is coming harder.
Clearly, see you next Monday. See you next
Monday. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.